Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EMG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to make sure everyone gets the information they need to get their family game on. This also happens to be part of my ride to work. So today, I am in the car with Evan.
Hi.
And we are going to the doctor. No, don't worry about it, guys. Nothing big deal. But got to get ready for summer camp. So that means, you know, doctors, all that fun stuff. Parents know how that goes. But we are recording podcasts today while we are multitasking on the drive in before he gets to go to the doctor and spend the day at the office with me. So, Evan, yesterday news broke about a new animated Netflix series that you're pretty hype about.
Yeah.
Specifically, the Russo brothers, the guys behind Avengers Endgame, among other Marvel titles, have announced a partnership with Hasbro and Netflix, and they are helping.
And Wizards?
I mean, Wizards is owned by Hasbro, but they are working with those companies to have a Magic the Gathering animated series come to Netflix soon. I believe the article said that it was going to be by next year, which means this is going to be coming rapid fire. The advantage to Netflix series, obviously, is that they don't, I mean, it'll probably be like 7 or 8 episodes for season one. So, and the other thing they said is that these are going to be new stories featuring the obviously focusing on the Magic the Gathering characters. My guess, considering the teaser image was Chandra, my guess is that Chandra will be the one of the featured characters, although I would suspect that it might include the entire Gatewatch, just because the Gatewatch is a pretty good starting point for this. Evan, what do you think about this? Like, scale of 1, your hottest take, scale of 1 to 10, how hype are you for a Magic the Gathering animated series on Netflix?
200.
200, you're really excited.
3,000.
3,000. Okay, so why?
Because I like Magic, and like Netflix series are easy to watch instead of having to wait like 1 week for a new episode.
Yep.
Which is an issue, I find, because like I just want to watch my show. Let me watch my show.
Yeah. All right.
And also, it's made by the people who made it. It's made by the Russo brothers who made Avengers movies.
Yeah. So clearly, they know
good
how to handle stories that involve people with incredible superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those. As you could imagine, Evan, the internet yesterday had mixed feelings.
Why?
Well, because the internet always has mixed feelings. Because if you have enough people in one place, people are going to be negative about stuff. So the...
How could you be negative about that?
Well, let me tell you. So, and you can help me talk about... So
why they're wrong.
Yeah, basically. So one guy who I actually debated a little bit in a Discord channel said that it was just bound to be a disaster. And I was like, anything that is just immediately announced has the potential to be a disaster. That's how it works. But the Russo brothers clearly, as we just said, know how to handle stories with like sweeping story arcs and characters with incredible superpowers. And the Gatewatch is the Avengers. I mean, they are a bunch of really powerful guys from different places that have different backgrounds that have to work together. I mean, it sounds pretty awesome to me.
Yeah.
And so his concern is that he has not been as big of a fan of the storyline in recent years, because they depend on people caring about the characters And he thinks that while the Magic the Gathering set has the advantage of us caring about the characters because we are attached to the cards, he thinks that a Netflix show having to start from scratch won't make it easy to care about those characters. So,
But they're the same characters.
He's talking about to people that don't know anything about Magic. So he thinks that it's not going to really reach out to non-Magic fans because, you know, it's going to be all about these Planeswalkers and people aren't necessarily attached to the Planeswalkers if they've never played Magic before. So my counter to that point, tell me if you think this is that I'm right on this, is there's a big overlap between people who play Magic the Gathering and who have played Magic the Gathering since Planeswalkers existed and who have a Netflix account. So, like, it could very well be a very successful show just by hitting up the Magic players.
Yeah.
Right?
And? Bag of tokens in the packs will probably advertise this like they advertise the Minecraft skin pack.
Oh, absolutely.
And people will get an Netflix account just to watch that.
I think that is possible. I mean, I think it's a great promotional activity. And at the end of the day, if people hear Magic the Gathering, which they know about, they know it is a fantasy series, and they hear the Russo brothers, I think that that's worth, and you have a Netflix account anyway. I mean, if it's a cool, if the animation is neat, I think it's worth a look-see. I mean, it costs you nothing to turn on the episode and watch, even if you don't necessarily play Magic. I just think this is one of those, I don't think they need to use this show to reach a new audience. I think this is a show that will be really great to engage with the audience that they already have. Right?
Like Skylanders.
Like Skylanders, yeah. Although I wish Skylanders, they probably should have done that show a lot earlier.
Yeah.
It feels like it was a little bit too late. But the, man, I just,
we're going this way. I think.
Yeah, we'll find it. It'll be fine. So, they did say they were going to... Now, the only thing that's weird is they said they were going to use new stories. And for me, I think it's interesting because they already have such really cool stories that they have told. But, you know, what characters from Magic do you want to... Obviously, Chandra's going to be in it. But what other characters do you think that they're going to include?
I think they're going to include, like... I think that they're going to include the Gatewatch, and they're going to talk about the times when, like, they weren't in the sets. Like when Liliana was in Innistrad. Like, that story, when Liliana was in Innistrad, when the rest of the Gatewatch was dealing with Eldrazi.
Okay.
In Zendikar.
So they might
tell. And, like, when Chandra was on where... On the... And, like... Can tell about how, when Chandra was on the plane with the Aether Boys
in Kaladesh.
Kaladesh.
Well, that's where she's from.
Yeah, like you're gonna tell stories about that from when like they were in, from when they're in, from when she's not in the sets and they're in all, and but the rest of the Planeswalkers are in the sets.
Okay.
And like they're gonna talk about like that, like those are the stories that would I think they would tell.
I think that makes sense to me. It should be... I mean, at the very least, it'll be interesting.
Or, like, talk about some of the Planeswalkers that were in War of the Spark. And, like, talk about them when they weren't in the sets, like, Arl and Kord before Shadows of Innistrad. And, like that would be interesting.
Absolutely.
And, like, talk about some of the Planeswalkers from the new ones, like... The one from Kaladesh and talk about, and they talk about Chandra's mom.
Okay.
And like those things, which yeah, and like Teo, and like all the and talk about them and tell their stories.
So you think that it's going to be rather than one like serial story that follows a group of characters through one adventure, you think that it would be cool if they saw, if each episode stood on its own as like a mini movie about a given guy.
Yeah.
I could get down with that. I think that would be very interesting. They could even use like different animation styles. Just because
that would be expensive.
Well, I mean,
every episode is a new animation style.
Maybe, yeah, but Netflix has the money. Yeah. It's just a matter of hiring different teams to do each episode.
Yeah.
I mean, you get enough money, you can kind of do what you need to do. So, yeah, that is the news on that. It's crazy. I mean, it hit the news yesterday, and everybody was full of hot takes. But I was excited, because Magic the Gathering has never been bigger, ever. And it doesn't show signs of slowing down. And they have figured out how to make it, they're figuring out how to make it grow. This could very well be part of those growth efforts. You know, there's going to be promotions in MTG Arena and things like this surrounding it. You know, just kind of turning Magic into a cross-media property just makes sense, considering how much effort they're putting into the world building.
Yeah.
So, folks, that has been it for this episode of the EFG Daily Commute. I do hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you again soon. Until next time, don't forget
to get your family game on.
See you soon, folks. Bye.